Episode 6, Training. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 25 to 27, Paul writes, "Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." For the athlete, training is life-consuming. They don't switch off from it. Everything revolves around it. Sleeping, eating, spare time. It's all determined by training. For the Olympic athlete, they can train for 4 years or sometimes five. And in some sports, they get one chance to get it all right. And so every bit of their training matters. Anything that gives another 1% to their performance. Tennis player Martina Navratilova won 18 Grand Slam singles titles. One year, she won the US Tennis Open. The first thing the next day, she flew home and went straight to the tennis court to start practicing. Christians, do we take our responsibilities that seriously? And what are they? Well, in the words of a famous theologian, Colin Buchanan, practice being godly. Paul writes to Timothy, "For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come." Living a life that says yes to God's way, to obeying our Lord, to seeking to please Him, and saying no to sin, to ungodliness, resisting temptation. Practice being godly. And in our verses today, Paul is talking of doing this with discipline, with self-control. He uses strong language, striking a blow to his body, making it his slave. It matters that much. There's a reason I'm not a world-class athlete. Well, there might be a few reasons. But in the end, I don't have that determination or discipline to live a life of training. I admire those who do. But when it comes to the race all Christians run, we must not run aimlessly. It's too important. Paul says godliness holds promise for both the present life and the life to come. So, brothers and sisters, if this present time has made you somewhat slothful in your spiritual disciplines, come to the Lord in repentance. Now is the time to grow deeper in maturity, to meditate on God's words, to wrestle in prayer, to practice being godly.